Hola.
Hey, man.
Yo, I hear it's like 105 degrees there today. Are you okay?
It's really hot. And SDG&E is quadrupling their charge for electricity today. And so we've been trying to go without AC.
What?
Well, the boss has walked in, realized it's a sauna, and gave up. So that's good news.
Okay, nice.
But yeah, that's we were drinking insane. Cold beverages for a while, trying to mitigate the hotness.
That's absurd. Oh, it's 105, right?
You know, we're pretty close to the ocean, so it's not 105 here, it's more like 98, but yeah, you go further, any further east, yeah, you're gonna hit the hundreds real quick.
A lot of my ISOs are in, Irvine.
Yeah, that place would definitely be 100 degrees plus.
That'd be smoking.
Ew, Irvine's boring, dude.
It is. It's so boring, bro.
There's nothing to do there. There's, like, nothing late night. Like, everyone has a family and is in bed by 9. It's just, like, what's going on?
Except, I don't know what it's like. This ISO is pretty cool as well. They had, like, this party bus on Friday. They hit up, like, Newport Beach. Like, their whole office went on this bus that you could drink on. There was, like, DJ playing. It sounded pretty cool. So, like, places like Newport Beach and stuff like that are close, and they're cool, right?
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
I haven't
cool.
been
they're
there,
like,
but no, really
they're,
cool.
They're like wannabe San Diego's. They're pretty nice.
Wannabe San Diego's? San Diego's, but not quite there yet, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like
exactly.
That's true. I just see those places in, like, the hills and stuff like that. You know that show on MTV?
Yeah. Lydia used to watch that, my girlfriend. She used to love
yeah.
that shit. The hills.
I think that's Newport Beach.
90210. Or all those
is it
stupid.
Newport Beach?
I don't know. She was more into Gossip Girl back in the day, but you know, there's the
yeah.
Orange County version, which is kind of stupider.
We used to think that was just like that was the U.S. Newport Beach, and then I moved here, and then I realized it's not.
Oh my God! I wish I met pre-U.S. Danny, and I could have fucked with you so hard, and just like brought confirmation to all your beliefs, and just been like, "Sup, brah?"
Oh my God! Yeah, I had no idea, and then my mind got polluted.
Yeah, well, you're living in a crazy city, so I'm sure it got
yeah.
blown. Crazy.
All right, so big deals. You're submitting big deals.
Uh huh.
Do you have any P&Ls and balance sheets on these deals, or no?
Nah, the brokerage and the service place. Rep said he's working on them. I should have them soon, but I've been sitting on my computer all day. Haven't come through yet. I just saw that Tomato Time approval, so I was about to enter that.
Tomato Time. What time is it?
Time to go home, really, but...
Tomato Time.
It's time for you to go home, dude. It's 6:11.
Yeah, I'm getting out of here. I just want to make sure that you're good. I was out on Friday, so I had to catch up on a lot of stuff.
Yeah, bro, don't leave ever. You're not allowed to leave.
I know. It's a
yeah, there's
problem.
No vacation time for you, dude.
That's what I got told that a lot today.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think? You're going to be like, no more vacations until after Christmas or some shit?
Yeah, right.
Dude, I ain't going to even do Christmas. I'm going to like... probably grind super hard and then like hit the odd days when if I'm gonna take time off, you know, like I'm not gonna travel over Thanksgiving. Maybe I'll do like the next week, right? When
yeah.
shit's not as crazy.
Yeah, I gotta go home for Christmas for a few days and then but it's quiet then, it doesn't matter. So it's like it's not busy, but now it's super busy.
Yeah.
But it usually dies down around that time.
Perfect.
So no P&Ls and balance sheets on these deals?
Not on those, Cheetah. I believe we're talking about service, staffing service, and transportation and brokerage. No, I'm waiting on it. I've requested them. I got that cleared up with Krista because I entered the wrong documents for one of them. I think
yeah.
we're good now. And yeah. Other
okay.
than that, just waiting on to enter this Tomato Time, and that's pretty much it.
Got it. All right, so we wanted to get in that P&L and balance sheet on these big deals if possible up front.
Yeah.
And
I asked for them up front. They just are always like, oh, like you should see what they got up for, like you can do now. And I'm like, all right, I'll ask. But you should know when a $15 million company comes across the board that P&Ls are going to be required. But hey.
Yeah, sales rep.
Yeah, you've been working here for 5 years. Come on.
How many have you got other offers on this deal yet?
Tomato Time or the service and the brokers?
Service and brokerage.
No, nothing on service and brokerage. Everybody wants P&Ls. You know, I think that's like at BFS, SFS, MCC right now. Kind of everyone's asking the same questions. Where's the P&Ls and balance sheets?
We want to do an MI if possible as well.
Yeah, if possible. I don't know how possible it'll be. We're just going to have to see once those P&Ls drop so I can bring it up. So if you want to send me an email saying, like, we'd like to do that, I can pitch it to the rep. But in most cases, usually they're like, nah, like, we'd like to save the merchant interview.
All right, so let's then just put in a note request on that P&L from on balance sheet from them for has spoken.
Yeah. Yeah, and I put in another note requesting it too, and he said that he's working on it, so hopefully that'll be wrapped up shortly.
Cool deal. Sweet deal.
Alright, are you coming out to San Diego? You said you are, right?
I think it's going to be a while. It's going to be like, it's going to probably be 5 or 6 weeks or so.
Cool. I have a random question.
Away.
Did Forrest start out as a brokerage, or were they always a direct lender?
We started as a broker.
When was that?
Back in 2008.
Okay, so you were at Cardiff back in 2008 and then switched.
Exactly.
Without the equipment.
Exactly.
Cool. When did you switch to become a direct lender?
I don't know, to be honest. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know the exact year or date.
Yeah.
I'm sure we were probably brokering for a couple of years, though. When I joined in 2013, we were lending, so I'm probably complete guess, around 2011 or so.
All right, cool.
I don't know, though.
So we've been doing it for a few years.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, Danny, this is what I'm going to do right now. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to give my headphones to Amy because she wants to chat with you.
5 to 6 weeks, though, is too much for not having a bit of San Diego in my life, right?
Yeah, I'd say, like, every other day is too much. But, like, I don't have that issue, so.
Yeah, I gotta work on that.
Yeah, you gotta work on getting an office out here.
5 to 6 weeks is too long for not having a bit of San Diego in my life.
Yeah, dude. The sun and the weather and everything that is good about the city.
All right.
I'm going to give you to Amy. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here you go.
Hi, Daniel.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's going good. Sorry I missed your call.
No problem. I was just saying to Grant that he was asking when I'm coming out next, and I was like, probably in like 5 to 6 weeks, and I was saying that 5 to 6 weeks is too much to not have a bit of San Diego in your life.
Yeah, sounds about right.
I got it. It's been too long. So, no, but it's starting to get like a small bit cooler here.
Okay.
So, it's going to start hitting winter time soon, and then I'm going to be itching to get back out there, I'm sure. So,
yeah,
we've got a show. Yeah, we got a show at the beginning of November, first week, so first or second week, so hopefully around then I'll get to come back out and
okay. What's the show? Or is it a conference? Trade show?
It's a conference, yeah, like NAELB.
Oh, gotcha.
The Western Regional.
Cool.
I hear it's like 100 degrees out there now.
Yeah, just out of nowhere. It started like warming up over the weekend. Like last week we had a lot of like humid weather and it was raining but still like in the 80s, and then just skyrocketed, seems like overnight. So I think somebody mentioned that like the local like electricity company out here is charging people like 4 times the normal rate if they use AC today.
Insane.
Yeah, so we're trying to refrain and keep cool
That's
with our
super.
hand fans.
Wait, so there's like local electric providers that are...
Yeah, it's probably SDG&E, which is like it's the San Diego Gas and Electric Company. Sometimes they have like surcharges when the weather gets really, really hot, just because they know that the energy is going to be in such high demand.
Yeah.
So we got back from lunch,
crazy,
and then the hallway.
Like
yeah. So we're just using the air sparingly, but we've got like all the blinds closed and just trying to like, you know, keep cool otherwise without running the AC too much.
That's
I think
crazy.
They just like put out that notification like an hour ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So on this file, RJM construction. So it's LexisNexis that we pull the information through.
Okay.
Like a lot of judgments.
Quite
a long time ago, but it's still pulling the $2004, $87,000. 2003, $147,000. These are all personal judgments. 2003, federal tax lien for $364,000.
Okay, so if that's something that we can't see on our end, like it's just pretty much verified, but you guys looking at the individual, or are you looking at the business?
Individual.
Individual, okay.
So Experian sometimes doesn't provide all the info.
Yeah.
So it might not show some liens or judgment. That's why we run both Experian and
another source
called LexisNexis.
Okay.
So that's where it's showing up in this case.
Understood. Okay. Well, I appreciate that. I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't missing anything, but I know it's coming from a third-party source. So
yeah.
Let me go ahead and mention that to the rep, and we'll see what we can do.
Cool, yeah.
I just wanted to ask, if there was like proof of a payment plan for any of those liens, would that make a difference?
So we need them to, we need the judgments and liens to be paid to under $200,000, so he's got pretty excessive judgments and liens, so we'd need proof that it's under that $200,000 mark.
All right. And what did you say the total amount was for
the
liens that you're seeing right now?
Let's take a look here. Total outstanding federal liens are for $411,000 and judgments for $735,000.
Wow. Okay. So judgments, $735,000, like even, or was it $735,000?
$735,344. Liens, $411,369.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Daniel.
All right. Cool. Have a great night.
Yeah, you too. Talk to you later.
Yeah, me, bye.
Bye.